Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast, a show where we take a closer look at nutrition trends and headlines, explain how the latest research applies to you, and answer your questions. I'm your host, Monica Reinagel, and today I want to talk about phytoestrogens in soybeans and whether they have estrogen-like effects in women, for better or for worse. But first, a question came up in the comments section of a post that I wrote on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com. on whether protein powder is too processed to be considered a healthy food. The original post was in response to a question from Catherine, who wrote, "Virtually everyone says to cut down on processed foods. It seems to be one of the few things everyone from different camps generally agrees on. Yet a large number of nutrition influencers recommend smoothies that include protein powder. How the heck are those not processed?" Catherine's absolutely right. There is a lot of talk these days about the harms of ultra-processed foods. But this designation turns out to be problematic. Some of the foods in this category are exactly the ones that you might expect, things like Red Bull or Cheetos and Pop-Tarts. But that category also includes foods that we generally think of as healthy, or maybe healthier choices, such as almond milk, soy burgers, cholesterol-reducing spreads like Benecol, high-fiber breakfast cereal, baby formula, and, yes, protein powder. Rather than painting all processed foods with the same brush, it's worth considering what the purpose of the processing is. Is it to concentrate the sugar, increase the intensity of the flavor, or otherwise create a product that hyperstimulates the reward centers of the brain? Is it to increase the profit margin of a cheap ingredient? Or does that processing serve to extend shelf life or increase the nutritional value of a food or improve its digestibility or make a nutritious food safer or more convenient to prepare? Obviously, the processing required to turn peas or whey into protein powder serves a different purpose than the processing required to turn an ear of corn into a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. And I think we also need to consider what role or function that processed food plays in our diets. A Pop-Tart, for example, is at best a source of empty calories. At worst, it could be displacing a healthier breakfast choice. Protein powder, on the other hand, can really only be used to increase the protein content of other foods. In that case, the benefit may well justify the use of an ultra-processed ingredient like protein powder. But another controversy then unspooled in the comments section for that post, where a reader warned against any protein powder that wasn't cold processed because heat processing would denature the protein. Now, denatured protein sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? But if you've ever eaten a scrambled egg, you've eaten denatured proteins. All denatured means is that the protein molecule has been twisted into a different shape. It still contains the same amount of protein, the same amino acids, and when it's digested and metabolized, it will still have the same benefits. And good thing, too, because proteins consumed in their raw state will quickly be denatured by stomach acid. So our ability to make use of the protein we eat does not depend on the shape of the protein molecules. So denatured protein in our protein powder, one less thing to worry about. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner, too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
And now I want to turn to Stacy's question about the phytoestrogens in soybeans. Is edamame safe for women to consume regularly? She wrote, I actually became interested in eating it because I read that it may help perimenopause symptoms, but other articles warn against the estrogen. So what's your take? Soy contains isoflavones. These are compounds that happen to be shaped very similarly to the human hormone estrogen. In fact, they're close enough that they can actually fit into estrogen receptors in human cells. Now, osteoporosis, hot flashes, and breast cancer are all closely linked to estrogen activity in the body, either too much or too little. And initially, it was thought that the weaker plant estrogens, or phytoestrogens in soy, might protect you from either scenario. So if estrogen levels were low, isoflavones might provide just enough estrogenic activity to prevent bone loss or maybe hot flashes. If, on the other hand, estrogen levels are too high, which might increase your risk of breast cancer, well, then phytoestrogens could help block excess estrogen from entering your cells by occupying those estrogen receptors and causing the cells to turn on the no vacancy sign. Well, newer research suggests that it's not quite what we thought. The estrogenic activity of soy doesn't seem to depend on how much estrogen you do or don't have in circulation already. Apparently, it's more complicated than that. Nutrition research often progresses along parallel tracks. On one track, scientists are attempting to understand the mechanisms for how foods and nutrients interact with our biology. Over on another track, researchers are gathering data on clinical outcomes, meaning what happens to people when they eat more or less of a given food or nutrient. Over on that second track, studies have found that eating soy reduces hot flashes in some women, but not others. And incidentally, it seems to be much more effective in reducing hot flashes if you also exercise. And it's also important to note that the studies that did observe a benefit involved consuming pretty high amounts of soy or taking higher doses of isoflavone supplements. So the best we can say is that high soy consumption or isoflavone consumption combined with a healthy lifestyle might have a modest beneficial impact. Or it might have no impact at all. Now, here's the thing. Hot flashes are pretty hard to miss. It's not like you need a blood test or a bone scan or something like that to know whether or not you're experiencing them. So you could try adding edamame or other soy foods to your diet. See if it seems to help. At worst, it's some protein and some fiber. At best, it brings you a little relief. But as Stacy found, some have warned against soy for the very same reasons that others recommend it, namely that it might have estrogenic effects in the body. And specifically, the concern is that phytoestrogens in soy foods might promote the growth of estrogen-sensitive cancer cells. Up until pretty recently, breast cancer patients were often advised to avoid soy food out of an abundance of caution. However, there's now compelling evidence to show that eating soy foods poses no risk to breast cancer survivors. If anything, it appears to be beneficial, actually reducing the risk of recurrence of both estrogen receptor positive and negative breast cancers. In fact, the researchers back over on track one, the mechanistic track, are starting to question whether the benefits of soy on things like hot flashes or its protective effects against breast cancer aren't really about estrogenic activity at all, but due to other mechanisms. Either way, there doesn't seem to be any reason to avoid soy for fear of its harmful effects on estrogen-sensitive tissues. And either way, edamame makes a great snack. This is Monica Reinagle, the Nutrition Diva. If you have a nutrition question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. If your question is more on the subject of habits and behavior change, you might want to check out my other podcast, The Change Academy, where we talk about how to convert our good intentions into sustainable, healthy habits. You'll find that wherever you listen. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, and it's supported by our director of podcasts, Adam Cecil, audio engineer, Nathan Semmes, Davina Tomlin, who runs our marketing and publicity, Holly Hutchings, our digital operations specialist, and Morgan Christensen, our podcast operations and advertising specialist. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.